Yesterday, one of the men who killed Detective Garda Gerry McCabe in Ballylongford in 1996 received a Republican funeral in his hometown of Strabane in County Tyrone. The funeral mass of Pierce McCauley took place at the Church of the Immaculate Conception and with tricolours flying at half mast. We are joined on the line by journalist with the Irish Times and author Ronan McGreevy. Ronan, good morning to you and thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Tracy, for having me.
Now, Ronan, can you describe what happened yesterday at the funeral service?
Well, Pierce McCauley was found dead in his house in Strabane on Monday. So his funeral took place in the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Strabane yesterday. As you know, as you mentioned there, he was one of the killers, one of the four men who killed Detective Garda Gerry McCabe at Adair, County Limerick on June the 7th, 1996. And he spent 10 years in jail for that. And then in 2014, he stabbed his wife at that time, Pauline Tully, in front of their children 13 times and received a further 12 years. He was released 2 years ago. And he lived out the rest of his life in Strabane, from what we've been told. He died of natural causes at the age of 59. But to get back to yesterday, there was a Republican funeral for him. In other words, there was a lot of the paraphernalia that's associated with these type of funerals. The tricolour, the black gloves on the coffin, the old comrades sort of marching beside the coffin, you know. What was significant by its absence yesterday was the fact that there was no Sinn Féin politicians there, as there usually is when an IRA man dies. He has been a pariah figure in Republican circles since that incident in 2014 when he stabbed his wife almost to death.
And in the past, when he was released from prison, he had actually received a standing ovation at the Sinn Féin Ardèche at the time.
Yeah, well, no, there was a big issue about this. So he was eventually jailed along with three other men in 1999 for manslaughter. This is because the trial almost collapsed because of the intimidation of witnesses. But they accepted a manslaughter charge on the basis that they would be released early as part of the Good Friday Agreement. But they weren't released, and that was down mostly to the pressure that his widow, Gerry McCabe's widow, Anne McCabe, kept on the government. And they were kept in prison for 10 years. But Sinn Féin lobbied repeatedly for them to be released. And in 2003, letters were read from the four men out of the Ardèche the men received in their absence a standing ovation. So it sort of gives you some indication, I think, of the sort of ambivalence, to put it mildly, that Sinn Féin had at that stage to the state.
Now, what was said at the funeral service yesterday about Pierce McAuliffe? What did the priest say at the Mass?
Well, he said, you know, priests who preside at these type of funerals are damned if they do and damned if they don't. I mean, he didn't really make much. He didn't refer at all to McCauley's crimes. He just said that he had sinned greatly, and haven't we all, basically? But as a lot of people have pointed out online today and elsewhere, you know, not all of us have murdered Gardaí or stabbed our wife almost to death in front of our children. So there's quite a lot of commentary about that. There was also a friend called Damien Gallagher who painted this portrayal of a serious, sincere philosopher type guy who loved fishing and the crack and all the rest of this, which he said was a side that the public hadn't seen. But, you know, there's good sides to everybody. But the problem is, in the case of McCauley, they're very much balanced out by the fact that he committed these terrible crimes.
And Ronan, and I should say this, we actually spoke to Tommy Conlon, who co-wrote the kidnapping book with you, which was released before Christmas, about the Don Tidy kidnapping in 1983. That story obviously recalls a very bloody time in our history, and the passing or the funeral of Pierce McCauley as well. That also would seem to indicate possibly the end of another chapter in our history, or does it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's a painful reminder to a lot of people what went on in our country. Within living memory, obviously. I mean, this was the killing of Detective Garda McCabe, and also let us not forget Detective Garda Ben O'Sullivan, who was shot 11 times and survived, was an outrage, and it occurred after the first IRA ceasefire of 1994, and after the second one had ended in 1996. I mean, these weren't The revisionism that's going on would give the indication that the Provisional IRA were bravely targeting sort of British state forces in the north, and that's all that they did. But in fact, as we pointed out in our book and elsewhere, they were robbing banks left and centre, left, right and centre. They were robbing post offices. They were kidnapping people. They were intimidating people. And I'm talking about in the south, not the north. And Jerry McCabe was one of 11 Gardaí that was murdered during the Troubles by Republicans, and fortunately he was the last. But there's a very, very good exchange between Anne McCabe and Gerry Adams online, where she confronts Gerry Adams about the killing of her husband, and Gerry Adams says, I'm very sorry, we all have regrets about the Troubles, but he didn't answer the specific question that she asked him as to whether or not he knew who sanctioned this killing.
Well, we'll leave it there, and thank you very much for joining us this morning, Irish Times journalist Ronan McGreevy, and the co-author with Tommy Conlon of the book The Kidnapping, which was about the kidnapping of supermarket executive Don Tidy, the ensuing manhunt, and the bloody rescue that led to the deaths of two men, a soldier and a Garda. We'll leave it there, and thank you for joining us this morning.